It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A North Iowa police chief has resigned just shy of a year after he took over the post. Following a closed session at Monday night's New Hampton City Council meeting, Mayor Steve Gertz accepted the resignation of Police Chief Tim Peterson. According to a city press release, Peterson submitted his resignation because of conduct determined to bring reproach upon the city and thus did not meet the expectations of a police chief's position. The city says that on March 29th, while shopping at a local store, Peterson noticed $40 cash left in a self-checkout lane. Rather than turning the money into customer service or store staff, Peterson retained possession of the money and left the store. A short time later, the owner of the $40 realized that after leaving the store, they had forgotten to collect the cash from the self-checkout and contacted law enforcement. Peterson was then contacted by law enforcement, immediately returned to the area, and turned the money over to the officer handling the call to return it to its rightful owner. The city statement adds, "While the city of New Hampton is undoubtedly disappointed by Chief Peterson's actions, we have been very pleased with his performance and the direction he has taken the police department. The city of New Hampton will have no further comment regarding this matter and wishes him success in his future endeavors." Peterson became NHPD Police Chief April 19th of 2023, after almost two decades with the Harlan Police Department, including serving as interim chief most of the year prior to coming to Northeast Iowa. Three separate meetings Monday in Charles City all had one agenda item in common: how to finance the subsidy paid to the private ambulance service provider for the city of Charles City and Floyd County. In recent years, the city and the county have split a payment of $200,000 to help the operating costs of AMR ambulance. With the new contract that went into effect July 1, 2023, that subsidy more than doubled to $415,000. Fortunately for the city and the county, Floyd County Medical Center committed $100,000 to that subsidy, thus lowering costs for the two municipalities. However, FCMC initially said that financial assistance would only be for the 2023-24 fiscal year. During their meeting Monday morning, Floyd County supervisors discussed asking FCMC to continue that commitment with $103,000 for the 24-25 fiscal year and $106,000 for the 25-26 fiscal year. Those raises and contributions equal the 3% annual increase the city and county will also pay AMR come July 1st in each of the next 2 years of the current contract. Board Chair Mark Kuehn said a joint effort is vital to continuing ambulance service.
The goal of this is to get us all behind the common goal that we have, which is to provide ALS and BLS services, advanced life services and basic life services, to all the residents of the county. And that's a big, important item.
The Charles City City Council took up the subject Monday night during their regular meeting, during which Councilman Keith Starr, also chair of the Ambulance Commission, commended FCMC's involvement in the ambulance situation.
Want to emphasize that the hospital has shown a strong willingness to work on the Ambulance Commission and to provide very positive feedback and a sense of cooperation and mutual understanding that it's important that we have good ambulance service.
Kuehn took the financial request to the FCMC Board of Trustees for their meeting Monday night, and the trustees approved the hospital's monetary contribution with a 3% raises in each of the next two fiscal years. A North Iowa 19-year-old has been placed on probation for 5 years following his conviction for sexual exploitation of a minor. In August 2023, the Butler County Sheriff's Office arrested Wyatt Mitchell of Allison for sending sexual messages through social media to a then 13-year-old female. A search of Mitchell's Snapchat account indicated the illegal activity started around April 20th of last year and continued for several months. Mitchell had turned 18 on April 3rd, 2023. In February, Mitchell pleaded guilty to one count of sexual exploitation of a minor caused to engage in the act, a Class C felony. Monday, a Butler County District Court judge issued a deferred judgment and placed Mitchell on probation for a period of 5 years. He is also prohibited from possessing a firearm, and a no-contact order against the victim will be in effect until April 15, 2029. A deferred judgment means the conviction will be wiped from Mitchell's record if he successfully completes his probation. Mitchell is still slated for trial May 23rd for allegedly leading law enforcement on a high-speed pursuit on April 20th last year. According to the criminal complaints, the Iowa State Patrol clocked Mitchell driving 98 miles per hour between Allison and Clarksville. A chase with speeds estimated as fast as 127 miles per hour ended when Mitchell crashed on Highway 3 just west of Waverly. Mitchell was seriously injured and airlifted to University of Iowa hospitals in Iowa City. He spent a month recovering from injuries before being charged with felony eluding. Authorities say Mitchell was not wearing a seatbelt, admitted he was trying to kill himself, and made a request for law enforcement to shoot him. A Charles City woman has pleaded not guilty to burglary and assault charges. Charles City Police arrested 57-year-old Monica Brown March 27th for first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, plus fourth-degree criminal mischief, obstruction of emergency communications, and interfering with official acts. According to the criminal complaints, Brown's accused of forcefully entering a residence and assaulting the victim before taking the victim's cell phone to keep them from calling 911. When the victim tried using a house phone, Brown struck the victim with it and fled the home with both phones. CCPD says she allegedly yelled and kicked at them and actively resisted them while she was being placed into handcuffs. Brown is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond, but was scheduled for a bond review hearing on Monday. No ruling on her request for bond reduction has been filed. In February of last year, Brown was accused of assaulting a male victim, throwing isopropyl alcohol in his face. During her arrest, she exposed her breasts and private areas to CCPD officers and when she was booked into the Floyd County Jail, where she also assaulted a jailer. In December, Brown was convicted of assault on persons in certain occupations, with an indecent exposure charge reduced to disorderly conduct, and she was placed on 2 years probation. Last week, Brown was arrested while still in jail on a warrant for violating her parole and is scheduled for a probation revocation hearing May 24th. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.